right. Welcome, everyone, back to another exciting session. This is Module 4 of Freedom Flow 101, which is Freedom Flow Your Finances, Love-Based Economics versus Fear-Based Economics. And tonight we're going to talk a little bit about, and don't let the title scare you, financial basics in Freedom Flow. We're going to go much farther afield than just finances. But some people are excited about finances, so I want to draw them in, kind of. And then, and those of you who aren't excited by the word finances, we will, we'll make sure that we take good care of you too, Joy, and probably others. Thanks for being here. And as we have made our regular practice, we are going to do a few really bad dad jokes to get started. So. Here we go. We're going to kick it old school and go back to some what I would call traditional bad dad jokes. And some of these I kind of remember vaguely from my childhood. So how do you catch a unique bird?
Unique up on it.
Very good. Unique up on it. How do you catch a tame bird?
The tame way.
Tame way. Unique up on it. See, he got them. What do you call a boomerang that doesn't work?
A stick.
Very good. You guys are like, you're hitting them out of the park. What do you call cheese that isn't yours?
Nacho cheese.
Nacho cheese. Very good.
That's good.
What do you call Santa's helpers? We're coming into the season. Subordinate clauses. What do you call four bullfighters in quicksand? Quattro cinco.
Quattro cinco. Some kind of sinking feeling.
What do you get from a pampered cow?
Tasty meat.
No,
spoiled milk.
Spoiled milk.
Spoiled milk. What do you get when you cross a snowman with a vampire?
I've heard this.
I don't know.
Frostbite.
Oh.
What lies at the bottom of the ocean and twitches? A nervous wreck. Where do you find a dog with no legs? Right where you left him.
Okay,
why do gorillas have big nostrils? Science question. Animal husbandry. Why do gorillas have big nostrils? Because they have big fingers! Why don't blind people like to skydive? Because it scares the dog. I'm sorry. Because it scares the dog. Yes. What kind of...
I get it. No, I'm sorry.
What kind of coffee was served on the Titanic? Got to get this one, but you got to be a little old school. Sanka.
Oh, that is old school. Come on.
Why did Pilgrim's pants always fall down? Because they wore their buckle on their hat.
Oh, that would not have gotten that.
Don't you remember that from grade school? Buckle on the hat?
Yeah, I do remember.
What's
that.
The difference between a bad golfer and a bad skydiver?
The golfer's alive?
No. A bad golfer goes, whack, dang. A bad skydiver goes, dang, whack. we're gonna end right there. we are gonna end right there. So some of those others that I didn't have highlighted, there's good reason. Let's just put it that way. All right, I will refrain from sharing. So. I wanted to briefly, before we get started with tonight's subject, point you in the direction, whether you are face-to-face or online. Last time we talked about seven mental blocks and how to use them as tools for growth. And I had put together a quote handout that I had just done the afternoon. Literally, it was hot off the presses, and it seemed to be a little confusing. And I actually kind of had further inspiration, and so I expanded and hopefully clarified with some input from my wife, etc. And I wondered if, because a couple of you actually seemed like you were working with at least the idea of thinking about our mental blocks, mm-hmm. and some of those quote barriers, and how it seemed like it was significant, and so I thought it was worthwhile kind of clarifying. Did anybody see the updated version?
I went looking for it, but didn't get there.
Okay. Realize, so if you flip your group of papers, you will see. This is the, quote, new and improved 2.0 version. And basically, it's to kind of give you a little bit of, try to explain it a little bit better, I guess. So basically, just running through this critical question, how can I partner with and go beyond a, quote, mental block, moving towards the state where I'm in freedom flow? And I go down through the process strategy, which is the same. But on the second page, I kind of we're not gonna delve into it or go through it. But just if this was an area of interest to you, and if it was a little bit maybe unclear or a little challenging to work with, I'm hoping that this process might be a little bit easier, particularly in the middle of that second page, the pictorial. Joy was like, give me a, you know, show me a picture of it somehow, right? So the mental block is quote, my current state. So diagram A there in the middle of the page. Somewhere along the continuum, there's your current state. That's your mental block. So in my case, I said my mental block is I will always be in lack. It's a false assumption. Okay, that's the type of mental block it is for me. But I have this false assumption that I'm always going to be in lack. Okay? So that's the state I'm in. That's A there. In the middle of the page, the line that quote, state, that the continuum that state is on, I called my truth. Okay? My current truth is I believe I'll always be in lack. Okay? So there's the line. The continuum goes between the range, although it goes, is lack and abundance. Okay, and right now I'm pretty much on the lack, down the lack side of that stream, of that continuum. Okay, kind of a lackey, yes. So that continuum I'm calling my truth. C then is where would I like to move? Okay, and so I filled in, and I've got it in the chart form on the top here. At my example, says I want to move toward abundance so that I'm less stressed about my finances and I'm a happier person for myself and my family. So that's where I want to move. So basically, I can move anywhere. C shows I can move anywhere on this continuum. Okay, all of those question marks are spots that I could, quote, land. And again, it's a continuous thing. But we look at it as a snapshot. So as I move more toward abundance, I'm going to hopefully accomplish being less stressed about my finances and being a happier person for myself and my family. Okay? And then D says, what could movement look like and how can I begin to expand toward that new place of relationship? And so I drew this. I put on my line. I'm not real... techie, but I made bigger and bigger zeros to make it look like I'm expanding. Okay, all right. As I go along the line, and I wrote down some things like I can be honest about my situation and my feelings with others. Okay, so I can say, hey, you know, I feel like I'm in lack. Or my current situation seems to indicate that I'm in lack. I don't have enough money to pay my bills at the end of the month. So I can share my situation and my feelings with others. I can recognize blessings that come to me and accept them willingly and without guilt. Oh no! Don't give me anything. I won't accept a resource or a provision because maybe I feel like, and this is going off on a whole nother tangent, but maybe I feel like I'm not worth it, or like I don't deserve it, or like I didn't work hard for that, so therefore I shouldn't have it, you know, kind of thing. I can take small steps to improve my financial situation. So some things like I can pack my lunch rather than eat out, or I can carpool with a coworker, or I can set a goal to save $50 a month and put it in a separate account. So these are some things that I can begin to move or expand toward this new place of relationship with abundance. So they're just some, these actions will demonstrate to me that I can change my truth over time. Okay, so that's just, that page two basically is just an example of kind of how, quote, the process was working for me. And then the last page, I gave you a little more space. I redid my chart, and again, some different possibilities of types of mental blocks. You can come up with your own, et cetera, et cetera. But, Any questions about that? Does that clarify?
And
Barry, you're saying that makes a little more sense, etc. Because I was really after I got into this, I was really drawn to this as being a really important, helpful part of the process of recognizing.
Can I comment on that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Felt like, especially just tapping back into it today, there, it's huge. It's like a crucial crux step that you just have to. And I feel like you, even though the outlet of that particular diagram that you know that you had laid out for us, we didn't, our plugs weren't quite plugging into.
Yeah.
You know? It just still felt like there's a lot of power available there if it's plugged into and processed with. And I just started down into it personally, and just I could just tell how important, how needy I was for that process that you have an even better plug.
Yeah.
Now, and better
yeah.
outlet now for. So
cool.
Just love it.
Thank you. Thank you.
So the other thing I talk about too is this a demonstration of you using this. Because he did a version of it, mm-hmm. but instead of getting insulted that we didn't connect with it, his wife didn't get it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he brainstormed, and he also did not say, I lack tech skills, therefore I cannot come up with this.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't eliminate it, and mm-hmm. he did another step, and he found out that he could make this. I do not know how he did this, because to my knowledge, he doesn't know how to make these big O's. So this is a surprise to me.
Just making this would be a challenge for me.
No, that's what I'm like, okay, Gene, the next time you see that, you have no room, that you can't grow on the continuum of tech skills, I'm going to tell you you're full of it because I see the proof.
Awesome. I wanted to talk that way to my spouse before, too.
No, I was just talking to a friend who's an engineer, and he said most engineers are men, because they have an ability to picture things in their mind that most women can't. So he says, when I do something engineering-wise, I can literally design it in my mind and picture it. And I'm guessing you kind of pictured that page in your mind, and then you figured out how to make your computer work that way.
Yeah, and yes, somewhat, but the seed of the creativity to do that in that form was because she's like, give me some kind of a picture or some kind of a something that, and that's what really, and
I said I needed to see the continuum before I could, it was important to me.
Yeah.
When I started
saying, why didn't I connect with
this? I saw that why I was messed up was, I was trying to identify the point before I was fully aware of the continuum.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and that to me is reinforcing other stuff in here
mm-hmm.
that I'm seeing so clearly now that it's like, if I get zeroed in on contract,
mm-hmm.
I forget covenant.
Mm-hmm.
And then suddenly I'm like, if I get zeroed in on the law and the letter of the law, I forget there's grace.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I don't have any, I feel like there's no freedom to grow there.
Mm-hmm.
that it's either you got it or you ain't got it, and I forget, oh, the continuum's still there backing me up.
Mm-hmm. That's, yeah. So you can place
so
that
then
contractual...
I get back in that dualistic mm-hmm. either or instead of both and.
Mm-hmm.
The covenant's here, it's supporting me so that I can actually grow, I can move, I can flow.
I've often heard of it talked as almost like a clock, but the clock being more like a degree wheel, and there's degrees of understanding. It's like, oh, that helps, you know?
Mm.
Like you said, it's not black and white, either I have it or I don't, but, yeah.
Well, I like the clock, too, because you think of it like this.
And just one real quick thing. This isn't a worksheet that you have to fill out every one. This
okay.
is like just some options or some choices of types of mental blocks to kind of get you, or categories even. To,
yeah.
So yeah, it's not like, oh, I've got to have one for every one of these, or you might have one for, and that's,
okay.
The other thing is, can you get me a water, please?
I can get them, because
yep.
I was going to, I would love one as well, since you're out.
All right. So, we are going to,
thank you so much.
So if you're online, or if you're face-to-face and lose this paper, feel free to go online, and you can look under the reference materials at the end of the module, at least that's currently where they're stored, and you will find this sheet and can print it out. So, yeah. All right. Well, thank you for that.
May I throw one little comment, but it's...
Sure.
I'll try to keep it short. We don't do like we've done to you before. It's just kind of
chill
all
right.
for your teaching time. But I was just, I felt a lot of resistance in my week, even in the class, in my receiving and perceiving it, you know, what was being taught last week. I just thought it might be helpful for the video for just to identify this might be, as far as absorbing ideas and having them actually create transformation that resets you at a different place on the continuum, you know, this feels like that crucial step that just has to happen to some degree, minor degrees, increasing degrees, whatever, to get any of the rest of it to connect and attach and begin to bear fruit, you know. And so it feels like just would want us all to remember, if you're feeling some resistance there, just write it off as a indicator, not write it off, but call it an indicator of importance.
Yeah.
Rather than something to just passively go, I'm not sure about that, you know, just kind of fluff by it, you know, so.
Yeah.
I think the resistance could even be a mental block.
Yeah.
For me, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you hit resistance, it means you're at the block.
Mm-hmm.
You're at the thing that's blocking you.
Yeah.
So now it's your opportunity. In the past week, playing with some of his stuff, I was like thinking of blocks. Your sons have a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they don't inhibit them.
Mm-hmm.
They build with them. They can put them in different shapes and whatever. But I tend to think I'm hitting a block. I feel resistance. I need to stop.
Yeah.
Not, oh, I have the substance that I can create with. So the easiest one that I thought of was, I can see a door is locked if it's closed.
Yeah.
All I have to do is open, and it actually helps the frame of the flow.
Yeah.
But it's the same door.
Mm-hmm.
And like, but just what Barry said, I have noticed this a lot. When I hit resistance, I assume it's no. I can't.
I've so
I won't. It's not possible. Instead of, oh, this is the edge of my growth, because here's the edge of known to unknown.
Mm-hmm.
This is where expansion happens. So if you expand, there's work to be done, right? But
yeah.
I didn't realize, probably until what Barry's articulating, I didn't realize that like sometimes I should start including that when I hit resistance, I'm on the right track.
Yeah, yeah.
In me.
Yeah, yeah.
In me.
Yeah, that would be different for different people at different times, and it doesn't always mean that, but...
it's something I would pay attention to.
Yeah, yeah. And Yeah, like I was promising, saying it's like, help find that sense of resistance or even desire to be full from it as an indicator that you're on the right track. This is important.
Yeah. And
I appreciate kind of the next week chance. I felt like I missed it this past week, and I had a great opportunity. I had great things to come through this that I was dealing with, and I missed the opportunity to engage with the class, and put it, you know, go through life and do it. So to have a fresh tool here, I'm like, this is a fresh thing to do again.
Sure. Yep. And it absolutely, the more we engage with this stuff, the more opportunity it has to be tools for transformation, if you want to put it that way. And so, yeah, I just super, super appreciate you guys being willing to walk this journey, even to, quote, sit through these classes, but then, you know, to even go out and, you know, look at some of the other stuff and see, give feedback on how these worksheets and these things, how they're working is just thank you so much. It really is so valuable.
I'm feeling like that. It just feels like giving back to someone who's giving us something. Two together, who's giving us, you know, just fabulous stuff to, I mean, such an understanding of the world.
Thank you. All right, so we're going to talk about, we're gonna now take a lot of what we've been, or a lot of the concepts of freedom flow that we've been talking about, and we're going to kind of bring them in a little bit and focus them in a way on something that we probably, all of us, have some history with. Okay, and I'm going to start with some assumptions. Okay, and you can tell me if I'm incorrect. When it comes to our finances, and we're going to try to expand that to beyond money. Okay, but when we talk about financial basics in Freedom Flow, I'm going to make some assumptions. One assumption is that each of us desires to live abundantly. I'm going to assume that we want to live an abundant life. What, you may not use the word abundant, but we want to live a good life, or a happy life, or a full life, or whatever you, I'm going to assume that is us. I'm also going to assume that that we have some experience and some basic knowledge, good or bad, right or wrong, positive or negative, of money management. We have some experience with that. Again, I'm not judging it, I'm just saying we've had some experience, whether it's not being able to pay our bills, whether it's you name it, okay? But we've run up alongside this subject before, is what I'm getting at. We've dealt with this before in some way, shape, or form. And the third thing I'm going to make the observation or assumption is that we are not totally satisfied or completely happy with our relationship with money, finances. And sometimes we say, I've caught myself before saying, and I think probably you have too in some way, shape, or form, there's got to be a better way. There's got to be something more than this. There's got to be, yeah. So can I get an amen to those three? Okay. We want to be abundant. We've had some contact with this general area, and sometimes we're not totally 100% happy with all of that. Okay, so that's where we see room to grow. There we go. Let me write that down. Yes, we see. I was looking for the positive. We see room to grow. All right. So the first, well, actually the second handout you have is this empty, and you'll have to let me know whether I'm kind of in this habit now. I don't know whether it's going to stick or not, but it's been 2 weeks now. I've given you a blank form, quote, and hopefully that is being helpful. If it's not, see me off camera and beat me up and tell me, hey, quit doing that, because that's really not helpful. So tonight we are going to revision our budget. Okay, whatever that means to us. Okay, and the first thing that I want to talk a little bit about is this idea of revision. It's a word that you're familiar with the spelling of, but it's not going to be used in the same way. It's R-E, capital V-I-S-I-O-N, revision. And revision for me, well, what do you think revision could, what when I say revision, when I say it that way, what do you, what does that, what could that mean?
To look at it in a new way.
Absolutely. Okay. Hit the nail on the head.
Actually, replace the old vision with a new vision.
Replace the old vision with a new one. Absolutely. Yeah. Good.
Very similar to what you were saying.
Sure. Sure. Anybody else?
Okay. That's wrong.
Okay. No, there
we go. Shall I read you the words I wrote down?
I'm so bad at it. Joy has a block. It's called B-U-D-G-E-T.
Can I read the words that I wrote down after, well, this was after money management, which budget is like the, you know.
Right, right.
What comes to my subconscious, the clumsy, too rigid, ball-based, gotta be a better way.
You see, when I said room to grow about the assumptions, it was because I was already, I need to find a different way aside from failure. There's room to grow. I see you have room to grow here.
I just feel like Joy expressed earlier is that this feels like that risk of just narrowing down to fall and losing total sight of growth.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, yeah, there you go. There you go. So
through the risk.
Yeah, so revision, my definition, quote, which what you said is perfect. I wrote it as to see with a new vision through a new lens. Okay. So, yes, we are going to please step away from the budget. Please step away from budget. Do not go near the edge that is the budget, because we don't. Okay. I was going, but I'm afraid I don't know this crowd can handle it. I was going to do it.
Well, Mike and
I. Yeah, I was going to do it.
You're going to write it in front of us?
I was going to write it right in front of you.
Wow.
And then I was going to say, when you think about budget, what comes to mind?
You
gave me a list. So what was your list, Barry? You got it already. You started.
Clumsy. Too rigid. Law-based.
Rigid. Law-based. Keep them coming.
It's got to be a better way.
Okay.
I make the money and the money evaporates.
Yeah, right. That's
money.
This is just where the money evaporates too, right?
All right, what else? Let's
killer Grace.
Grace killer as well. Grace killer!
It's a restriction on my expenditures.
Restriction of expenditures.
It's like a diet.
Restriction of an expenditure.
This isn't true, because I know it can be used the opposite direction, but it feels to me like that there's no room in it for my desires. For dreams. For
no.
Of course, that's not
fun. No. Dreams.
Full of penalties.
True,
penalties. penalty.
Oh. You could use that big word, contractual.
Contractual.
Contractual, like a cramp, you know?
It's funny, I just fell back the other day. I'm tired of this whole attempt at dieting thing.
Anything else?
I didn't quit.
Let's get it out of our system. Come on. Let's let them have it.
It's for me based on this failure.
Failure? Yeah. Sure.
There is no way that I'm going to be able to do it, so why even try?
That's totally a subconscious thought.
Rationally, I know that's not true. But experientially, how it feels, I'm recognizing it. Like, as soon as I see that word, I say, Gene's good at this. Gene's good at this. I have no need to grow. I'll just make him do it all. And not kill me in the process.
I will share something that happened to me. I mean, I must have been like maybe 20 at the time, but I was praying for finances. And you know how when you pray something through, if you keep praying, it's a lack of faith. I could feel that I prayed it through. And since then, I've refused to pray for money and simply thank God that he's taking care of me. So, and that's just a trust thing. It doesn't mean that I don't have those feelings come up time to time. But
yeah, sure. They get answered by the truth.
I seek to understand that the Lord is my provider. I work for him as much as I work for my current employer. And every good and perfect gift comes from him, including my bank account. I'm not perfect, but that's just always something that's been, I guess, in the background.
That's wonderful.
So, yeah.
Good.
You see, for me, that feels like prison.
Good
feels
one.
Like prison. And it feels like it's based on lack. So I want to know how a budget, and you were just kind of articulating that was helpful to me, like, here's some of it. Can I, but here's the contract with awareness of covenant. Like, can I see the law of the budget, but remember that covenant's still there?
Mm. Yes.
That's still new muscle for me, real new. So in that, I become aware and super hyper-focused on something because I know that I want to grow in that area and I want it directed.
Mm-hmm.
So I want it to be very specific. So I'm using a budget to be the flow pattern of, like, I want this to go here.
Mm-hmm.
Can I say it's because I have abundance,
mm-hmm.
not because I lack something? I've got it automatically tied to that.
Mm-hmm.
And the illusion that if I had abundance, I would never need a budget.
Mm-hmm.
There would be no use for it.
But I think in a sense, even that's a lot. You look at people that make large incomes that don't do any sort of budgeting, and they're almost in the poorhouse. Because there has to be a direction.
So I
think it falls in with stewardship as well.
Finish the sentence.
Yeah.
You said three words. Keep saying those words. I want to hear what it is.
So let's just change the name.
Okay.
So that we can set aside all the definitions that are attached to those old names.
Yes.
And give it a fresh start, and let our hearts attach to it. These are ditches that take our abundance certain directions, not ditches of lack and prison and places we get buried.
Okay, so all of you that are online and live, this is your new instructor. His name is Barry. I will be taking a vacation because I couldn't have said it better myself. That's exactly what we want to do. That's exactly my strategy is. And I couldn't have said it better. We're going to, because much of what has been, there is a lot of good, there's a lot of necessary in that contract, okay, freedom flow language. If we think of that as the contract, the quote, within covenant, there is quote good there. There are things that we're going to utilize, but we are going to step back and we're going to revision. We're going to set aside, just like you said, we're going to set aside all of the things that quote come with budget, and we're going to look through a new lens. Okay? We're going to start with some fresh pathways. It's not that we're throwing out things that are, quote, some things that are within budget. We're stepping outside of it, and we're going to revision it. What are we going to revision it to? Our new Freedom Flow name is called State of Flow. We are going to practice our state of flow. We're not going to have a budget. Okay? We're going to have a state of flow. Okay? And it honestly doesn't really matter what you call it. I picked state of flow because it's what came to me, and I thought it was pretty awesome, and I'm pretty proud of myself. But irregardless of it, one of the major things that it is doing, it is letting us breathe. We're not going to try to convince you of something different in budget. We're going to go to a whole, quote, different lens, and we've been building this in Freedom Flow. So we've been building the covenant and contract. We've been building the giving and receiving. We've been building all of these ideas that we're now going to bring into this state of flow idea, okay, down into the quote contract, okay, but we're doing it covenant. We're going to use some of the guidelines. We're going to use some of the assistance of those. Because contract is within covenant.
Yeah.
Okay. So we've been talking with these covenantal, and we're going to do these covenantal things, but some of them may look like guidance. Some of them may look like guardrails. Okay. To quote, keep us out of the ditches. Protections. Okay. And you may say, that sounds a little like, but hopefully you won't even be able to remember what, I won't say that. Okay. So we're turning the page, literally. Okay. And the sheet that you have in front of you is.
You said it, I can see how it connected to last week too. So if you periodically did a statement, know that it's coming. Here's the state of it. Or so then I was like, what if you had a state of cash flow, which is what this is, but you put it on the continuum. So you just acknowledged, where is it on the continuum? Now, how could I grow here? Just to remember that the operative word here is flow. So
yes.
If it's stuck, it's not flowing. So even if I'm like, well, this is my target, now always think in growth. But I have to do that. I have to like think back to your other analogy that we're using a lot, that this is just a snapshot. So it's a tool so that I can see when I animate it with other ones. I want the movie to be about this.
You're leading me through this. You're absolutely. I'm so excited because you are so.
We get paid more than I care.
That's right. You do get paid more than that. You are so on track with that's exactly where we're going.
Small point. What Paul said is the difference between permissible and beneficial. I think you could say budget would be living within the realm of permissible, but it might not be beneficial always to us.
Yep.
And state of flow would be more, okay, what brings my heart alive? How can I, how can I bring as much as my finances to bear to what brings my heart alive, being beneficial, and still do the stewardship that needs to be done?
Yep.
Sounds more purpose-driven.
Yes.
Or passion.
Yeah,
passion,
very good.
Purpose.
Wow, that's really good. I like that.
Can I just say what I saw when you were probably seeing this, but you know, you talk about that snapshot and that state of the union address, you know, and it's, I just got to say a couple things. So you keep talking about how, which state we're in, you know,
yep.
And where we're moving to. Which, okay, yeah.
Yeah, competition.
Yeah, yeah. Which state we're in and where we're moving to, and you're talking about state of the union. So this is like a union that we're in with the abundance, with the flow. God, no, well, just like
the source.
Yeah, you use the term beyond.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So,
beyond.
But
yep.
this union with him, and then the address on that is, you know, which is just somewhere on the continuum. So that's the location, the address.
Yep.
And that's just a snapshot that we get to. Google Photos will make us a little video of, or you know, like slideshow of snapshots on this particular subject that we can glance back over and see where we've been and enjoy that, all the reminiscing of that, and see where we're going from that. It just gives us a sense of connection and understanding of everything.
No, you guys are getting it. So the sheet that you have in front of you, we're just going to talk about, in light of Freedom Flow, we're going to talk about some of the quote differences between how we've perceived a budget and how we're looking at state of flow. So the first one is nature. What is the nature of a budget? And you've already said it. Nature of budget is a snapshot. It's a picture of a particular space and time. A state of flow is all about, remember, freedom flow. Freedom is expansion, and flow is movement in relationship. Okay? So the nature of state of flow is going to be a movie. It's not going to be a snapshot. It's not going to be a once and done, this is the way it is and it's permanent. It's going to be a moving picture. Quote, that's what they used to call movies. A moving picture.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
going to be a moving picture of our state of flow. Okay?
Can I say something?
Yes.
So this week I heard an artist, he's an environmental artist, and she was trying to educate people about tides affecting rivers. So she created these flaps that look like flowers, and the water level would make it rise and fall. So sometimes the petals, perceived petals,
this
were down.
This is artwork on the water. Again.
On the water. So when they walked over, she put them near bridges. So when they walked over the bridge, they could look down and they could see. Because before they hadn't been aware that in a river, some of the rivers have tides and are affected by it. And you're seeing the tide here.
Mm-hmm.
Like it doesn't even have to, you can see the direction if you do this. I'd like to watch the movies. I don't want to see the snapshot necessarily. Because some of our snapshots lately have been what I perceive in the wrong direction, but they are moving. Mm. They're moving. It's just not the direction we want it. So So we've had a snapshot of we should be at a certain place in our finances. We are moving, just not always the snapshot that we thought we were supposed to be at. But I'm like, suddenly I'm like realizing that like, but we're moving, that means we're living. That means we're flowing.
That's right.
Progress is any direction, movement.
Yeah.
It means I'm not dead yet.
We'll get there.
We'll
get to talking about that more even in this, course.
That's where we're going.
No, that's all right. All right. Excellent. So, second one is what state, okay? And the state in a budget is static. It's a static state. And the assumption in a budget is I need to make it move. I need to make it work. I need to do something. I need to, okay? I can't, ever hear this one? I can't budge it. I can't budge it. I can't budge it.
I think the fact
that's our feeling. That's our frustration a lot of times. I'm not saying it's truth. I'm just saying that I'll speak for myself. That is my spot on the continuum sometimes.
I think the thought is it's a set, limited piece, where the idea of freedom flow is bringing infinite possibility of God into it and saying, well, yes, we kind of have this, but we are open to you expanding it.
Exactly.
And what does that look like?
Exactly. That's you guys are getting this stuff! This is amazing! I love it!
Don't act so shocked.
What's that?
This is self because all your statements.
It is. Well,
so
yeah.
I need. I think
yep.
I'm
yep.
The
yep. 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 Yeah. Oh.
So it's
self. We're getting there. Uh-huh.
Self-source.
Yep. So.
Keep
so this.
Ahead,
that's okay. The state. So the state in budget is static, and the state in flow is the status. In state of flow, is flow is movement. So static is the, under budget, the state is static. It's a static state, is what we perceive it as. Our state of flow, we're going to say our status is in flow. It is movement. We call it currency. And there indeed is a current to currency. I believe that currency is designed to move. It is actually part of its purpose. It's part of its quote creation is to move. It's literally what it was designed to do. It wasn't designed for staticness. It was designed for interaction. It was designed for movement. It was designed to do something, to interact and to move. The focus of a budget is on the individual. Self-centered, self-focused, hold and control. I don't have, because I do not have filled in copies, but they will be online. Didn't bring filled in copies of this for you, but yeah, because I thought you'd make your own and it'd be better than mine. So the focus in the state of flow is on the individual's part or role in collective. So it is self-centered in a sense, but it's other aware. So it's not saying you can't think about yourself. It's not saying you're ignoring your own, quote, personal space and needs and you know, uniquenesses. No, you're looking at yourself, but you're looking at your role as a part of the collective and your other aware. You're aware of more, you're aware of the bigger picture. My state of flow is all about me, right? Well, yes, somewhat, but not total. And that's where we're saying, you're not alone. We're in this freedom flow together. We're in this flow together. There's more going on than just us.
So in budget, the focus is separate.
In budget,
here is connection.
Yes. Yes. Yep. Focus on the individual, self-centered, self-focused, and the individual in state of flow flows and directs. Rather than holding and controlling, in state of flow, we are flowing and we are directing. So it's not like we're just like, hands off, we got nothing, we just watch it happen. No.
But more like a tanker than a tuber.
Yeah. Hopefully we got one more.
I mean, when you said that, what comes to mind is Solomon. He had all the wealth in the world, but the Queen of Sheba, when she came, was that her name?
Yeah.
When she came, she was amazed at the order.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like it was all haphazard.
Sure.
There was a lot of order, even with all the wealth.
Absolutely.
Which showed wisdom.
So I guess to your point, Joy, is if you can see it in that way, maybe the word budget or state of flow or however you do it doesn't have such a bad connotation.
And we're trying to brush ourselves off. We turn the page on that. Okay. Perspective. Our perspective in a budget is oftentimes negative, limitations, what I can't do. Some things on our list, okay? In state of flow, we're going to have a positive potential rather than limitations and what I can do. And there's a very simple example of this, get to rather than have to, right? Mm-hmm. I get to maintain my property. I don't have to. It's just semantics. It's just perspective.
But it's powerful.
It's hugely powerful. It's hugely powerful.
I find ministries that are in the have to and can you please alms for the poor, you don't want to be a part of. But when it's you get to be this amazing vision.
Yes. And it's an invitation.
There's some part of you that's like, yes, and count me in. I want to be part of that vision.
Sure. And there could be more on this. The last one I have is mindset. And there is, in a budget, mindset, oftentimes it seems like we're working from those limits, so we are in lack. There's not enough, and we're always looking at right now, so there's not enough now, and it's limited. In a state of flow, we're talking about abundance. We're coming from a place of abundance. There's always more flowing. And the source, the resources are limitless because the source is limitless. And again, that goes a little theological and philosophical and whatever, but that's where the first step is recognizing we're not alone. And recognizing, oh, look at the resources that we have, quote, collectively. Keeping that, quote, in mind to say, hey, it's not just limited to what I can do, what I can produce, what's all about me. Okay. So yeah, there's always more flowing. And it's already flowing. We don't have to push it to make it flow because it is the nature. You know, it's flowing whether we're part of it or not. I take that back. We are part of it. Mm-hmm. It's flowing whether we recognize
whether
that we're part of that we're flowing or not. We are, but we can. Yeah.
Whether we're aware or not.
Whether we're aware or even actively trying to deny or trying to stop or trying to. All right, so we're going to take the seventh inning stretch, and we're going to come back, and we are going to, it's going to get fun. It's really going to get fun. All right.
Sweet.
Here we go. So, thank you.
So maybe it's Hamilton.
Okay.
It's Hamilton.
All right.
Well, do you have a halftime show?
I do. I'm not going to show it on camera, though, and he didn't turn the camera on. Yeah. Okay. Da 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 da.
That is on candid camera right
like
there.
Question.
Got any more, Gene, before I set this
up? That will get it edited out of the tape when we get it.
We got to keep it for the inside circles.